She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Naturally Savvy Radio. My co-host Lisa Davis is away today, so I'll be hosting the show solo. Okay, so you may have heard of the term synchronicity. When something happens, it appears to be related to something else that's going on in your life, but the two events aren't necessarily connected. Here to tell us how we can pay attention to synchronicity so it could guide us on each of our own spiritual paths is Shaman Isabella Stoloff. Welcome to Naturally Savvy Radio, Isabella.
Thank you for having me. I love how it's just like, okay, and now we're live. And can they hear me?
I love it.
So good. Yeah, one of my favorite topics. I get so excited being on your show every month that I actually start to stumble over my words. One of my favorite topics, my dear, is synchronicity. You know, what is that and how does that work? And I thought about writing, like, wouldn't it be cool to just have a book of synchronistic moments?
Yeah, you know, and I love the topic of synchronicity because I think many of us don't pay attention to what synchronicity really is or what the universe or our angels or higher being is trying to tell us. And I think that's what I'd love to focus on is really what should we be looking for? What are the signs? And really, how do we recognize it so that we listen to it?
Good question. Well, first is, do people even know what it is? You know, because it is a term that was coined by Carl Jung. And so it's a Jungian term, and it means a meaningful coincidence. So synchronicity is actually a meaningful coincidence. So something that you think is, oh, you know, that was so cool. It happened. It was such a coincidence. I believe there are no coincidences. I believe that it's synchronistic, and that when you start calling it as such and saying, you know, wow, that was so synchronistic, that more of that can come to you. So I'll give a great example because it happens to me all the time, but it happened to me the other day and I thought, oh, great, we can use this for the show, you know, and if you have one, it would be really great that, you know, you could share yours as well. I was taking a walk in my neighborhood and I thought, you know, I really need a massage. So I was on my way walking home and I know the chiropractor on the corner has a masseuse that I've used before. She's lovely. So I thought, oh, I'm just going to walk down. I'm doing my little power walk down and I bump into a woman in the parking lot. She says, hi, Isabella, how are you? And I'm like, oh, I meet so many people in a day. Like, she's like, I used to do the printing for you. You remember? Oh, yes, now I know who you are. And I said, what are you doing now? She says, oh, I'm working at a property management company. Now, I have been looking for somebody to rent a space from, and I've been thinking of renting out my house for vacation rental by owner. So bam, all of a sudden I've got a lead on two things that I have had in my mind that I've really wanted to manifest. And there it is. So first is creating that thought pattern, creating that manifestation of what it is you want to have, and then expecting the universe to bring it to you possibly as a meaningful coincidence.
Well, Isabella, do you think the meaningful coincidences that happen is because, like you said, putting our thought towards it, so the thought creates the energy, and then the energy circulates, which helps to attract what we're looking for? Or do you think it happens because, oh, is that why? Okay, I was going to say, or do you think it happens just because, you know, I guess that would be the only explanation, really.
It could happen just because, no, you're on the right track, honey. It could happen just because the universe wants you to connect with something. So a meaningful coincidence could happen and you're not even really aware that could actually lead somewhere. That's something magical that could, you know, mean something for me in the future. So sometimes the universe does direct us in a way by showing us a synchronistic event. But if we don't really see it and then cultivate it, and we just sort of blow it off. Oh, yeah, that just happened. That was a coincidence that happened. That didn't mean anything. Then it's probably going to just disappear. because you then didn't pick up the energy that signals that the universe was sending you. So I do believe that the universe sends us signals. It leads us and it guides us. But I also believe that we can create our own reality. And that's what I was, what we were just talking about. Your thought, your intention, wherever thought goes, energy follows. So wherever thought goes, energy follows.
And I was thinking, you know, maybe, you know, when before when I was saying that, I was thinking, well, do things happen when we're not really conscious of it? But yes, you're right. You know, I guess we are conscious of it, or maybe we're not, because the universe wants it to happen. And, you know, it happens a lot to me, too. And especially I find, you know, a couple of years ago, I was working on something with a healer here where I live. And we were working on this particular instance of this situation that happened with this woman who I hadn't seen at that time. This was a few years ago, and I hadn't seen her in probably 5 years before that. But there were some old programs that I was holding on to. So we did the work, we released it, and I walk out of there. And an hour later, I go to a store, I walk in to go get something. And who do I bump into at that store? That woman that I was working on that issue with, right? So is that not an actual coincidence? Like, that's not a coincidence, right?
That is synchronicity. And giving you a chance to act. That actually was giving you a chance to act on your healing.
I did.
So the universe and your angels not only gave you the healing, but it gifted you with the opportunity to walk through your fears and actually put into motion the healing that had occurred.
Oh, it was amazing. And I actually, I apologized for something that I had done. I took responsibility. She did as well. And it was all good. And it was done. And that was it. Like, we had worked it through. So yes, my angels and God, like, I mean, I'm so, so thankful and blessed. And, you know, at those type of synchronicity. And the other day I was working on something of this talk I want to do. And you and I know what I'm referring to. But and I kept saying to myself, you know, oh, I don't want to do it. Am I not the expert on it? I don't know. And finally, on the weekend, I sat down and I wrote it and I did it. And I was like, okay, I'm going to make it happen. I don't know when, but I'm going to make it happen. And on the weekend, I finished my talk. I finished this speech that I wanted to make. And I got an email about some person who wrote an article on a topic about me as the expert on exactly the topic that I've written about in the speech. So to me, again, that synchronicity telling me that I'm on the right path.
Absolutely. You know, and it's happening with the deck of cards that I'm producing. You know, just the
when
one
are those coming out?
Event after the other. Well, it's interesting, you know, when you have a project that's like a baby to you, you just sort of are, it's hard to give birth. But it's coming, it's coming. I'm saying June, right before the trip, the retreat to England, which, by the way, there's 2 seats left on that great week in Glastonbury, Stonehenge, Avebury, and Tintagel Castle. I love being on the air with you. If people want to find me, they go to orangecountyhealingcenter.com, Shaman Isabella Stoloff on Facebook, tuning into Naturally Savvy next month with, we already have our topic, don't we? I don't know what it is right now off the top of my head. But pay attention to the signs, you guys. How, be more conscious. Be more conscious in your everyday life. Get centered. Trust your intuition. Trust who you are. Trust that the universe is sending you positive, beautiful light daily.
I love that. And it's so true, because, and I think it's like you said, you know, you ran into that person and you had already been thinking about it, but you know what? Maybe it's something you weren't thinking about that now you should be thinking about. So it's really recognizing the synchronicity in the daily conversations that you have or the daily things that you're doing. So I think it's
recognizing
brilliant,
Isabella. The signs. Yeah, absolutely. Recognize the signs of the universe. Make it like the bird that passed by. Put your idea on the back of the angel's wings of the bird that just passed by and let it fly the information to the person who's just waiting to hear your talk or give you a job or help you move into that new home. The universe has your back.
I love it. Well, Isabella, I always love speaking to you, and such a beautiful way to end this show today. So thank you, thank you, thank you. You can visit Isabella's website, like she said before, at ochealingcenter.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at Isabella Soloff. I'm Andrea Donsky. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.